Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Ask the Expert here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. You know, studies show that nearly 75% of older Americans want to age in place. They want to stay in their homes as long as possible. But what happens when maybe mom or dad can no longer manage daily life alone? Joining us today is life care and elder law attorney Paula Almgren. She's the author of Elder Care, The Rules, who has more than 20 years of experience helping families navigate through these tough decisions. Paula, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Let's start with just the basics. If an aging parent wants to stay home, what needs to be in place to make that happen and become realistic?
Okay, so planning ahead. And planning ahead is, there's many ways to plan ahead. So if someone wants to stay home, having a conversation with everybody about what their wishes are. And then it starts out with the little things. This is somebody who doesn't need care. What about the mailbox? Where is it? Is it on the house or do you have to walk to the road? Can the garbage men pick up the garbage at the garage instead of somebody dragging the big tow out? What about access to the house? I don't want the laundry in the basement at all. Like literally you hear about people falling down the stairs, bringing laundry down or up, and it's real. Like I've had dozens of clients do that. So there's these small things that people can do to plan ahead that really like make a big difference later. Somebody's in a nursing home and they want to, or they have an injury and they want to rehab at home and not go to a nursing home, but they can't get in their house. Well, that's a problem. How are we getting this person home? And they're so mad. They're like, I'm in this nursing home. I should be home rehabbing, but you can't fit through the bathroom door. You know, there's a lot of things like, so there's people like occupational therapists that you can hire to come to your home to like do an evaluation. And what could we do now? Okay, get rid of throw rugs. That's a big one, right? No throw rugs. You don't want to fall. Yeah, you know, you want to just kind of seniorize your home.
Yeah, I mean, we make homes safe for babies before we bring them home. There's no reason we can't do the same thing.
That's true.
What are some of the mistakes that people are making just starting out in trying to provide and get elder care for their parents? Mm-hmm.
So when someone starts needing care, you know, things change, right? We call it the zigzag because it's not like a linear. It's not a straight line. Like we don't actually know what's going to happen. I try to get the kids away from the mindset like, okay, I'll get a couple hours of care and everything's the same. Like, let's make a plan. Let's figure things out because you're going to have a plan A, B, and C and kind of go with the flow as things change. So care isn't just about like hands-on care. Elder care, the rules. Care is about legal, financial, medical, housing, and actual care. So that's really important because you want to look at each of those things and you want to address them kind of together. What's our plan for this? There's some basic estate planning that everyone needs to have. Like it's not just about the documents if you die. I think it's more important about, well, they're both important, but the documents I'm incapacitated, who's going to do all of my healthcare decisions and make decisions for me if I can't, who has access to my healthcare information? What are my advance directives? Do I want to be resuscitated? You know, do I want to be intubated? And then that's the healthcare documents. And then the durable power of attorney is who's taking care of all my financial decisions if I can't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
No, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times people will just say, oh, well, I can get, you know, I can lean on Medicare if I get older. What does that actually cover, and what does it not cover when it comes to long-term care that people should consider?
Okay, so I have a whole Medicare chapter because it's like a beast. It's this giant, giant thing. But Medicare does not pay for long-term care. So there's four ways to pay for long-term care. Okay, I'm backing a little bit, but it's Medicare after you've been admitted for 3 nights in a hospital. You can get up to 100 days if you're improving and you need that skilled therapy, and then it ends. And then there's long-term care insurance. Not a lot of people have it, but that does help with long-term care. And then there's private pay, which most people can't sustain because it's $16,000 a month. It's a lot. And then Medicaid, and about 63% of the population in nursing homes are on Medicaid.
Yeah. And the problem with Medicaid, once you get to the Medicaid level, you've exhausted all of your resources. You have basically no money left. And you get basically three hots and a cot, and that's pretty much it.
However, the other thing I think people really need to do is they do need to have a meeting with an elder care attorney who also knows community-based care rules, because no one comes here and says, Paula, I want to go to a nursing home. They want to stay home. And you know, sometimes I have a well spouse who's taking care of the ill spouse, and I'll say to him, what happens if you die? What's going to happen with your wife? You're protecting her, you're taking care of her. Where is she going to go? What do you want? Because they don't want to really always address that. But then once they do, they're like so glad they addressed it. It's like the whole plan has to come in, and then everyone has to kind of be together and then know you're going to keep kind of zigging and zagging as things go.
No, absolutely. I've heard this term community Medicaid. What does that actually mean, and who qualifies for that? Is that the same thing?
No. So it's a different set of rules. So with a nursing home Medicaid, you don't just always spend down and then we have to get down to 2,000 or 10,000. Every state has a different limit, but they're all really low. And then you get it. There's different strategies and options. And that's why I think meeting with an elder law attorney, at least you know the options. And then there's all these exceptions. Like there's caretaker children, there's caretaker heirs, there's siblings who live together. There's business property that's not counted. There's blind and disabled children exceptions. So there's all these exceptions. So every family should just know, how does this affect them, because every family is different. With community Medicaid, every state, but I think 10, have a community Medicaid program. It's often under this home and community-based service waiver, and there's different rules, and the Medicaid knows they pay less money when someone's at home versus in a nursing home. So there's incentive for them to keep people home. And people will, once you apply, there's different rules. Sometimes there's look back, sometimes there's not. But once you're on community Medicaid, it opens up this door and you can get care at home beyond the basic care that you can get from like an elder service agency.
When we bring in other services, other federal agencies, say, for example, the VA,
yes,
or someone who is a veteran, how does that help? How does that add to the ability for someone to either be able to stay at home or go to assisted living as opposed to a nursing home?
So the VA, just the VA itself, the Veterans Administration, they have a program called a pension with aid in attendance. And that is a cash benefit. You have to have served one day active duty during an official declaration of war. Your assets have to be under $157,000, something like that. And then you have to need help with two activities of daily living, eating, bathing, dressing, transferring, toileting. And then the final thing is your care costs have to exceed your income. So somebody who's getting care at home, their care costs are $3,000 a month. Their income is $2,000. They have a $1,000 shortfall. They would be eligible. And when I have a veteran at home, it's $2,300 a month, and it's about $28,000 a year. A married vet, so a veteran with a spouse and they both need care, $2,795 a month, and that's $33,000 a year. And it's and the widow of a wartime vet is $1,515 a month, and that's around $18,000 a year, cash tax-free. Because it's not income, it's reimbursement. You're being reimbursed for the care that you paid. So you're paying your assisted living or home care, and then you get reimbursement from the VA. So also with vets, any vet doesn't have to be wartime. Mm-hmm. They can get into the VA healthcare system. There's these different rules. It's not like a set of rules that are easy for me to relay, but our clients here, they meet with our veteran service officer and they give them their asset. They don't have to give them asset. It's all income and service information. And some guys get in even if they have higher income because they served in certain areas of the world. Mm. So if you can get into the VA healthcare system, mm-hmm. that is amazing, even if you don't use it right now, because then you can get low or no cost prescriptions. Vets who are in the VA healthcare system and they go on to hospice and into a hospice nursing home that has a contract with the VA or VA nursing home, they cover their whole stay. Wow. They include durable medical equipment. So these guys get ramps and women too, not just guys, but they get ramps and like the grab bars. Nobody puts it in, but they get a 1,000-pound, you know, metal, you know, shipment to their home. So it really helps people. Also, there's home care through the VA. They contract with different agencies and the agencies get paid for their time by the VA.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Lots of benefits there.
So
not simple.
No, and you know, sometimes it's like people have no idea that this type of support is out there. What are some good guides that you would recommend for families to find about these programs or the funding that is available to help them with these costs?
I know it's just, you know, what happens in any like this whole care area is that we call it the five big buckets because like you're just getting bad advice all over the place, right? Like, even the discharge planner at the nursing home, you're getting inaccurate, conflicting, confusing, you know, the hairdresser. Okay. That's a big one. Don't listen to the hairdresser always about care, but you know, they hear everything. Right. So, but you do need to meet with an attorney who knows the rules. Right. And then once you know the rules, you remember them. And at least you know that, okay, we could try this or we could try to get this benefit. So I think having a basic understanding in elder care, the rules too, I have a chapter on all of this. So it's just broad. It applies across our United States, but I also have a bunch of free resources like questions to ask assisted living, a healthcare questionnaire, because if you have a healthcare proxy, they need to know what you want. And it's hard to have that conversation out of thin air. You sit down, you have the paper, you can say, Dad, what would you want if this happened or that happened? And then you write notes and the kids feel better because they know what their dad would want. And they're not just guessing, what do you want this surgery? What do you not want this surgery? So planning ahead is like everything here. No crisis. Try to avoid crisis.
Is there anything else you want our listeners to know before we wrap this up?
I mean, I think what happens is it's a little scary time and it's totally overwhelming for people, right? Like you just get a little, you know, beat up and a little exhausted from it, but you got to dive in, you face it. And that's why I wrote Elder Care of the Rules. There's all these resources. There's all this big picture information that's going to help people take care of their families and their loved ones for sure.
Love that. Paula Almgren with us here on KRLD, author of Elder Care, The Rules. We really appreciate your time today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.